This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
607, 73 degrees in Chapel Hill. Mostly cloudy today. Isolated showers. High today in the middle 80s. Chance of rain only 20%, so not to worry. Tonight, they're partly cloudy with a low in the middle 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunshine with a high of 85. Hundreds gathered in front of the courthouse on Franklin Street yesterday as part of the Taking the Dream Home rally to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington. Speakers at the event echoed many of the same sentiments President Barack Obama conveyed to the nation earlier in the day. Each message reflected on the civil rights work which Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. began decades ago and on the progress still to be made. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
It's history, and it's where we are now because of that history. And if it weren't for that history, we wouldn't have had this crowd here and all of these people who are joining in and raising their voices.
That's former State Senator Ellie Kinnaird. She was one of the many speakers at the rally. Minister Robert Campbell, president of the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP, helped to organize the event, which police estimated was attended by 500 people.
It's a good day, a great day. Just to see the diversity coming together and saying, let's keep hope alive. Let's keep humanity at the top. Let's keep humanity to a point where we can actually make sure that changes occur and that we can make sure that they are ever going, ever moving.
Across the state Wednesday, similar gatherings happened simultaneously in North Carolina's 12 other congressional districts.
We have to energize locally. That is the key for success. If we energize, mobilize, and keep it moving, we will overcome.
In addition to celebrating the anniversary of the March on Washington, the rallies were a continuation of the North Carolina NAACP's Moral Monday movement. The weekly demonstrations, which happened over the summer in protest of policies put forth by the Republican-led General Assembly, resulted in more than 900 arrests. For 17 years, Kinnaird represented Orange County in the state Senate. Along with thousands of protesters, she shared her disapproval over the current state of North Carolina's government and supported the Moral Monday movement. Kinnaird recently announced her resignation from the District 23 seat. She said she was tired of watching the reversal of many progressive measures which she and others had pushed through.
What we have to do is make very clear in the next election that we are going to take it back.
Bishop Larry Reed of the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP said though he believes there is still much work to be done in the state, he was touched by the crowd's diversity at the rally.
When you look out, you couldn't take a paintbrush and make these colors. That's the beauty of saying, okay, it's not just a people of color or a people brown, white, black. It's a people.
Local elected officials from the three municipalities were among those in the crowd. A moment was taken to recognize the arrestees from the Moral Monday protests. The large group took to the steps of the courthouse as onlookers shouted, "Thank you." Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Civil rights activists are focusing squarely on North Carolina's Republican elected officials at rallies marking the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington. The state chapter of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People held Take the Dream Home protest Wednesday, not just in Chapel Hill, but in each of the state's 13 congressional districts. More than 400 people participated in the Raleigh event. Speakers there linked the cause of racial equality by the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. to the fight against GOP policies in state government this year that have led to several hundred arrests and civil disobedience. What happened in Chapel Hill was really echoed in towns all across the state of North Carolina. The events came hours after Republican Governor Pat McCrory released a statement saying the fight for equal access to opportunity isn't over, even as people disagree on how to reach it. WCHL News Time, 611. More news in just a moment.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
Hello, I'm Gary Phillips of Weaver Street Realty in downtown Carborough. Well, I founded Weaver Street Realty with Kathy Buck in 1982. We moved to our building in 1984, bought it about 10 years later, and we've been there for almost 30 years.
Weaver Street Realty is one of a kind.
We have a very unusual real estate company. We consider ourselves an ecological real estate company. One of our greatest attributes and most unusual attributes is that we've been working together for decades. The modus operandi of most real estate companies in this market is that people are constantly moving and changing. Jay Parker and I have been together for a quarter of a century. Louise and Jay and I became partners over two decades ago. Don Bass and I have been with us through a couple of decades. We're a company where people tend to stay and feel comfortable and increase their skills, and we're sort of a chosen family. We have a really high standard of excellence. We tend to load down every single thing we have with the most information we can possibly get. My goal is to know more about a piece of property I have for sale than any other person, including the owner. That's a lot of time on the ground, and thank goodness I get to do a lot of what I call field work. I'm out on property all the time.
Gary Phillips and the other folks at Weaver Street Realty also specialize in land.
One of the ways we branded ourselves maybe 10 or 15 years ago was as the Muddy Boots team. You'd walk into our office and you'd see a pair of boots beside just about everybody's desk. And the idea was that we were ready to go out on a piece of land. And we're still pretty much involved in all that. Every single person in the office is land ready. Our residential inventory has grown and grown and grown, but still land's a very, very important part of our business.
Get in touch with Weaver Street Realty.
It's 116 East Main Street, downtown Carrboro. Easy to find. The phone number is 919-929-5658.
And, of course, Weaver Street has an excellent website as well.
WeaverStreetRealty.com.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insight.
Carolina plays here. UNC football's flagship station. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It is game day at WCHL Carolina versus South Carolina tonight at 6 o'clock. WCHL's coverage will start at 3 with countdown to kickoff. Seven Senate hopefuls turned out last night in downtown Chapel Hill to make a bid for Ellie Kinnaird's empty seat in the North Carolina General Assembly. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details.
The Committee of Four will decide next month who should replace former State Senator Ellie Kinnaird, who resigned from office August 19th. The four are members of the State Democratic Executive Committee representing Orange and Chatham counties. Last night, they had a chance to hear from the seven people who have put their names forward to fill the vacant seat. Kinnaird herself spoke briefly at last night's forum, endorsing former Representative Alice Boardson. Kinnaird said Boardson, who served five terms in the House and is the current vice chair of the Orange County Democrats, has the experience necessary to step into the position right away. Boardson also touted her experience representing Alamance County, citing her work to help children and senior citizens. Heidi Chapman, a personal injury attorney in Chapel Hill, said she's seen the positive impact the community college system can have in the lives of people who are out of work, but she worries the system is being undermined by the current education budget. Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton argued that the role of the appointee should not be to lobby for specific issues, but to work to win back the legislature from Republican control. He said his campaign experience in Chapel Hill and Carrboro municipal elections can help the Democratic Party organize in 2014. House Representative Valerie Fouché said since being elected to the General Assembly last year, she's built relationships with Republican members of the House that helped move Orange County's agenda forward. Nonetheless, she said she'd fight to tip the balance back to Democratic control. Lynette Hartzell, an attorney from Cedar Grove, said she'd champion equality as an advocate for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender citizens. She called for Democrats to stand up for LGBT civil rights. Jim Porto, former mayor of Carrboro, said he would not run for re-election if appointed. Instead, he would focus on rebranding the Democratic Party to appeal to moderate voters alienated by the GOP's agenda. Amy Tiemann spoke of her local business ties to Chatham County and her ability to raise money for Democratic candidates. She said she'll bring a science background to issues like fracking and climate change. Committee members also had a chance to ask the candidates specific questions, and while they did touch on policy issues like restoring education funding and protecting women's reproductive rights, much of the conversation revolved around the need for fundraising and organizing to shore up the Democratic Party ahead of next year's election. Members of the public had a chance to weigh in. Of the 15 who addressed the committee, more than half spoke in favor of Valerie Fouché. The committee will make nominations and vote on September 8th at the Chatham Community Library. The two Orange County representatives control 446 votes between them, while the Chatham representatives control 212. Committee members can split their votes any way they choose. The winning candidate will need 330 votes to secure the appointment. Committee members say they do want to hear from the public. You can email all four at ncsenate23vacancy@gmail.com or find more information on our website, chapelboro.com.
Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
We'll tell you more about how the people feel about who ought to replace Ellie Kinnaird in the North Carolina Senate coming up at the bottom of the hour. Unemployment here in Orange County and in Chatham County improved just before the start of the new school year, as the two areas are second and third in the state. According to the North Carolina Department of Commerce, both counties dropped 0.2% in July, as Orange fell to 6.2%, Chatham fell to 6.1%. Currituck County remains the county with the lowest unemployment statewide at 5.3%. Compared to the state rate of 8.9%, which saw an increase in July, the Triangle remains a strong area for jobs. Wake County saw a decrease of 0.1% to 7.2% in July. Durham County remained at 7.5%. Compared to a year ago, Orange County is a whole point better, from 7.2% to 6.2%. Chatham saw the same pattern, from 7.1% to 6.1%. For the full report from the Labor and Economic Analysis Division, you can view this story on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 617. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL Traffic, brought to you this morning by Southern Rail, an eclectic mix of restaurant, the Station Bar and Beer Garden, and the Tiger Room. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carborough. Not much happening in the way of traffic so far this morning, but that situation will certainly change in just a little while. Traffic will be heavy later on in the day as school is back in session. All Carolina students are back and everything is kind of back to normal. First football game of the year coming up tonight down in Columbia, South Carolina. Rand Northern is here to report on traffic throughout the morning, and you will hear from him in just a little while here on WCHL. You can become a road warrior by phoning us at 919-967-8363. And you can also tweet us at WCHL. Let us know what's happening. We'll pass along the word. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Southern Season. Visit today to sample Southern-inspired flavors for a chance to win a $250 gift card during their special Savor the South event going on right now at University Mall in Chapel Hill or at southernseason.com. 73 degrees in Chapel Hill, 72 in Carborough. Mostly cloudy, isolated showers possible but not likely. Only a 20% chance of rain. High today about 80. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 65. And then tomorrow, we're looking at mostly sunshine with a high in the middle 80s. 619 at WCHL. Time now for David Letterman and the top 10 list.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 list.
What's the best way to transform your next gathering or event?
T-shirts!
T-shirts. Custom-made T-shirts that you design online with Custom Ink. Whether a big game, reunion, charity fundraiser, with Custom Ink, any occasion becomes a memorable event.
Thanks, Custom Ink!
On-time delivery is guaranteed, and we'll even ship your order absolutely free.
Start designing your Custom Ink T-shirts today and see why 99% of our customers say they would order from us again. CustomInk.com.
You're in your car, and your car, well, it takes more money from you than your kids. But you can't afford to cut your car's allowance. That's why you signed up for AutoZone Rewards, which helps you save money while you work on your car. So while the cost of raising kids can drive you crazy, at least you'll still be driving.
Sign up for AutoZone Rewards. It's free to join. Just spend $20 or more 5 times and earn $20 in store credit. Become a member today. Get in the zone. AutoZone. See store for restrictions and details.
Now listen to this. In what is believed to be the very first time in this past Sunday's New York Times, the newspaper actually printed the F word, the New York Times.
Ooh, really?
The newspaper of record, great. The old gray lady,
yeah,
printed the F word, and unprecedented in the history of the New York Times. Unprecedented. Never been done in previous publications. So now... the category is the words the New York Times will still refuse to print. You would think it's Katie barred the door now. No. No, there are still selected words that the New York Times will absolutely, under no circumstances, print. We have that list for you here tonight. Anyway, here now, 10 words that the New York Times still won't print. Yeah. Here, number 10, twerk.
There it is.
There it is right there.
Right there.
Number 9, brosip. number 8, text mexting.
I don't know
what that is. Number 7, Ticketmaster. Ticketmaster. Yeah. Can you believe it? Yeah. That's stunning. Number 6, grip sack. Number 5, we have a tie, probes and totes. Number 4, cray cray. Number 3,
Cumberbatch, number two, Dickey, and the number one word the New York Times will still refuse to print, Ballcock.
Don't forget to join Dave tonight. His scheduled guests will be Bill Murray, Lenny Kravitz, and Gladys Knight. That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013. Worldwide Pants Incorporated.
David Letterman, top 10 list, WCHL 622. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. It's brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. The time is now for the Tar Heels. All that preparation has come to a close. And tonight, North Carolina's football team faces off against South Carolina. It's a monster mashup between interstate rivals. Head coach Larry Fedora says the game plan is finished. It's time to throw his team in live competition this week in front of a national TV audience. And he just can't wait to go ahead and get it all started.
All right, Hayes in the barn now. Now we just polish up and, you know, game plan's done. Everybody understands what they've got to do. Now we just polish up and it's all mental from this point on.
I love that phrase, the Hayes in the barn. Not surprisingly, Coach Fedora says the team's fired up for the game, anxious to kick things off tonight. A big statement for this Tar Heel football program. He says they can't wait to waste too much energy beforehand.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, it's starting to boil up inside of them, you know, and it's now about getting them to game day and, you know, exploding on game day. So it's a timing issue now, just making sure that we save it up and we don't burn it up before we get there.
Everybody's excited about the opening of the Tar Heel football season, and coming up this morning at 7:20, we'll talk with former Carolina offensive lineman Brian Chakos about the season opener and get his take. And at 8:20 today, sports writer Lauren Brownlow will join us live from Columbia, South Carolina. We'll have it for you right here on WCHL. Kickoff time, 6 o'clock tonight. We will start our coverage at 3 o'clock in the afternoon with Countdown to Kickoff. That will be followed by The Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee on WCHL from 4 until 5. Then from 5 to 6, Jones Angel and the network folks will break it all down. And then game time, 6 o'clock, we'll even have post-game coverage for you on WCHL with Paul Connell. All coming up right here on your flagship station for Carolina football, WCHL. UNC's massive face-off against South Carolina is tonight, of course, and Tar Heel fans everywhere are already celebrating, and a huge boost for the Carolina football program. Five-star class of 2014 running back Elijah Hood announced via Twitter on Tuesday evening that he will be heading to Chapel Hill to join the Tar Heels next season, citing his love for the improving program under the new coach and a desire to stay closer to home and his family. Hood decommitted from Notre Dame and chose to align with the ever-improving play on the gridiron at North Carolina. Hood, the star player for Charlotte Catholic High School, currently has 19 offers from around the country. He chose the Tar Heels over Clemson, Duke, Florida State, Miami, Ohio State, South Carolina, Stanford, and Southern Cal, among others. The season opener against South Carolina tonight, of course, 6 o'clock, WCHL, and even more reasons to be excited about Carolina football. 6:25 at WCHL.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by AGAC. This is Charles Osgood. President Obama had said in advance that though he would stand where Martin Luther King stood 50 years ago, he would not and could not match the eloquence of Dr. King. And in spite of that, there were distinctly King-like touches in what he said. A few of those after this from David Harris of AJC.
In life, there are few things more important than having a friend. I mean a real friend, who's there for you not just in the good times, but even more so in the tough times. A friend you can always trust. A friend you can always count on. The same is true not just for people, but also for countries. Take our country. America needs friends around the world. It's essential for us. We need friends we can always trust, friends we can always count on. And yes, we need friends who fully share our outlook and values. And nowhere is that more true than in the turbulent Middle East. Amidst the unfolding violence, upheaval, and uncertainty there, America has one such friend. A friend we can trust. A friend we can count on. A friend who shares our democratic values. That exceptional friend? Israel, of course. Israel. The more you know, the more you understand. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at AJC Global. This is David Harris of AJC.
Paid for by AJC.
The president's speech yesterday at the Lincoln Memorial praised not only Martin Luther King, but those thousands who had marched to Washington to be there.
Because they marched, doors of opportunity and education swung open so their daughters and sons could finally imagine a life for themselves beyond washing somebody else's laundry or shining somebody else's shoes. Because they marched, city councils changed and state legislatures changed and Congress changed and, yes, eventually the White House changed.
He does acknowledge a debt to those marchers a half century ago.
Because they marched, America became more free and more fair.
That doesn't mean all is well, he said.
Yes, there have been examples of success within black America that would have been unimaginable a half century ago. Black unemployment has remained almost twice as high as white employment. Latino unemployment close behind. The gap in wealth between races has not lessened. It's grown. Entrenched interests, those who benefit from an unjust status quo, resisted any government efforts to give working families a fair deal. And then there were those elected officials who found it useful to practice the old politics of division.
Especially king-like was Mr. Obama's peroration, part Old Testament, part Pledge of Allegiance.
Then those mountains will be made low, and those rough places will be made plain. And those crooked places, they straighten out towards grace. And we will vindicate the faith of those who sacrificed so much and live up to the true meaning of our creed as one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
For more than 20 years, the Kennedy Dental Group has established an unbeatable standard of diagnosis, treatment, and dental care for patients at their University Square office. Doctors Jeff Kennedy, a 1984 UNC graduate, Richard Wagner, and newest partner Leland Webb have more than 100 years of experience and continue to be recognized locally in the best dentist category. They look forward to their upcoming relocation to the iconic former WCHL building at the bottom of East Franklin Street. Visit KennedyDentalGroup.com to
Hello, fellow business owners. This is Will Gaskins with Legacy Insurance Solutions. Would you like to increase employee health care coverage and save money? If so, please join us at noon on Tuesday, September 10th at the Chapel Hill Chamber of Commerce. We will explain our revolutionary private exchange system that is saving business owners on average 30 to 50% on their current health care cost. Call 919-960-1547 to reserve your seat on September 10th at noon. Admission is free and lunch will be served.
This is Mark Brown of Coleman, Huntoon & Brown, your local CPA and advisors. Running a business requires wearing a lot of hats. We can help you plan and run your business effectively, from buying a business to the legal and tax structure to setting up efficient accounting processes. We help guide you through any and all questions so you can concentrate on what matters most, your business.
To find out more, talk to Coleman, Huntoon & Brown, where our people make the difference. Find us online at chbcpas.com.
Are you looking for new customers? Try Our Local Deal, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With Our Local Deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
It's 6:30, and above the hour, we always take a look at your Chapel Hill car weather. Brought to you this time by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 73 degrees right now in Chapel Hill, 73 also in Hillsboro, 72 in Carborough, mostly cloudy. A slight chance of a shower or two in the afternoon. Our high today in the middle 80s, just a 20% chance of rain on game day. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 65, and then tomorrow we're looking at mostly sunshine with a high in the middle 80s. Not sure about the weather down in Columbia, South Carolina, but between now and game time, we will hear from lots of folks who are down there for the game tonight, Carolina versus South Carolina. You're going to hear it right here on WCHL. Game time, 6 o'clock. Our coverage will start at 3 with our exclusive countdown, the kickoff on WCHL.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM, WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. Those apparent chemical weapons attacks on the Damascus
Damascus suburbs last week.
We have concluded that the Syrian government, in fact, carried these out. And if that's so, then there need to be international consequences.
On PBS's NewsHour, President Obama said no decision has been made on whether the U.S. will retaliate with military force. U.N. inspectors are on the job looking for evidence in Syria again today. Russia sending two ships, including a missile cruiser, to the Mediterranean as a show of force. Russia opposes military action against Syria. Across the border in Turkey, correspondent Holly Williams caught up with one family that had crossed over. Their hometown in northern Syria had been shelled by government troops.
Are you frightened for your family?
Yes, of course. I'm afraid. I'm afraid for my baby and my wife.
He told us he'd welcome U.S. strikes against the regime.
We all wish America finish Bashar al-Assad.
2 million people are now refugees, having left Syria in the past 2 years. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
632, 74 degrees in Chapel Hill. Ron Stutz here. Hundreds gathered in front of the courthouse on Franklin Street downtown yesterday as part of the Taking the Dream Home rally to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington. It was really a continuation of Moral Mondays. Speakers at yesterday's event echoed many of the same sentiments President Barack Obama conveyed to the nation earlier in the day. Each message reflected on the civil rights work, which Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. started decades ago, and on the progress that's still to be made. WCHL's Rachel Nash was there and has more.
It's history, and it's where we are now because of that history. And if it weren't for that history, we wouldn't have had this crowd here and all of these people who are joining in and raising their voices.
That's former State Senator Ellie Kinnaird. She was one of the many speakers at the rally. Minister Robert Campbell, president of the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP, helped to organize the event, which police estimated was attended by 500 people.
It's a good day, a great day. Just see the diversity coming together and saying, let's keep hope alive. Let's keep humanity at the top. Let's keep humanity to a point where we can actually make sure that changes occur and that we can make sure that they are ever going, ever moving.
Across the state Wednesday, similar gatherings happened simultaneously in North Carolina's 12 other congressional districts.
We have to energize locally. That is the key for success. If we energize, mobilize, and keep it moving, we will overcome.
In addition to celebrating the anniversary of the March on Washington, the rallies were a continuation of the North Carolina NAACP's Moral Monday movement. The weekly demonstrations, which happened over the summer in protest of policies put forth by the Republican-led General Assembly, resulted in more than 900 arrests. For 17 years, Kinnaird represented Orange County in the state Senate. Along with thousands of protesters, she shared her disapproval over the current state of North Carolina's government and supported the Moral Monday movement. Kinnaird recently announced her resignation from the District 23 seat. She said she was tired of watching the reversal of many progressive measures which she and others had pushed through.
What we have to do is make very clear in the next election that we are going to take it back.
Bishop Larry Reed of the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP said though he believes there is still much work to be done in the state, he was touched by the crowd's diversity at the rally.
When you look out, you couldn't take a paintbrush and make these colors. That's the beauty of saying, okay, it's not just a people of color or a people brown, white, black, it's a people.
Local elected officials from the three municipalities were among those in the crowd. A moment was taken to recognize the arrestees from the Moral Monday protests. The large group took to the steps of the courthouse as onlookers shouted, "Thank you." Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It was quite a day yesterday, and rallies took place in 12 other locations around the state of North Carolina. Seven Senate hopefuls turned out last night also after the rally to make a bid for Ellie Kinnaird's empty seat in the General Assembly. Though 44% of voters polled about the seven people seeking appointment to the Senate seat are undecided, outgoing Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton is the people's top choice to replace Kinnaird. Public Policy Polling Director Tom Jensen says 484 voters were polled across the district, which covers Orange and Chatham counties. Chilton was the choice second to undecided with 23%. State Representative Valerie Fushi was third with 16%.
We asked people both their first choice and their second choice, and Chilton and Fushi came out in the top two spots on both of those fronts. None of the other candidates in double digits.
Following Kinnaird's resignation announcement on August 19th, more than half a dozen people have put their names forward for consideration for the Senate District 23 seat, including former State Representative Alice Bordson, former Carborough Mayor Jim Porto, attorney Heidi Chapman, author and activist Amy Tiemann, and attorney Lynette Hartzell. Jensen says that name recognition was a significant factor in the poll results.
What's sort of interesting is that Mark Chilton and Valerie Fushi are the only people who are known to over 50% of voters in the district. None of the others, including Alice Bordson, have higher than 24% name recognition.
The poll also finds that 72% of people say they favor the work Kinnaird did during her 17 years as senator.
Ellie Kinnaird's the most popular politician we've polled on anywhere in the country so far in 2013. She's the first person to crack a 70% approval rating, so that's very remarkable for her to come in at 72%.
A four-member committee made up of Democratic officials from Orange and Chatham counties is charged with making the appointment to the vacant Senate seat. An information session for the public and potential candidates is set for next Wednesday. Well, there was one this past Wednesday, yesterday, Post Office Courthouse on East Franklin Street, 7 p.m. Committee will meet in the Chatham Community Library on September 8th to make nominations and formally vote. To read the complete rundown of the public policy polling's results, you can visit this article on our website at chapelboro.com. The Interfaith Council for Social Services' new executive director, John Dorward, is in place now. He says, though the new community house that's scheduled to be built next year has brought controversy to its location, he wants to make sure those distractions don't hurt the overall mission of the IFC. WCHL's Rand Northam will have that story coming up at the top of next hour on WCHL. You can expect more people on the roads this weekend compared to previous Labor Day weekends.
A big factor is gas prices, which are the lowest this year going into Labor Day than they've been since 2010. We are seeing about an 8% decrease from where they were last year.
That's AAA Carolina's Communications Director, Angela Vogel-Daly. She says with a combination of the national unemployment rate down nearly one full point compared to last year and a point and a half from 2 years ago, the stock market on the rise and gas prices down, Daly says all those factors provide higher likelihood of travel for the last vacation of the summer.
Domestically, supplies are good. Another factor this time of year is hurricanes, and we haven't seen any major hurricanes come through the Gulf so far. Obviously, September is peak time for that, so that's something we'll be monitoring.
And Daly says this is a continuing trend of the nation, slowly returning from the Great Recession.
I think we've seen a slow and steady increase over the past several years. There's always other factors involved. Obviously, gas prices play a role, but this summer we've seen lower gas prices than we did for most of last summer, so we are seeing just a slight increase year over year.
She says this year's tropical activity, or lack thereof, has also contributed to favorable gas prices.
Last year we were dealing with Hurricane Isaac, and so that affected the weather, and it did cause a spike in gas prices last year.
Daly says a current conflict in Syria could contribute to added gas price increases. The United States and its allies are deciding whether to get involved after allegations of chemical weapons being used against civilians. Organizers say thousands of fast food workers across the country are set to stage walkouts today in dozens of cities. It's part of a nationwide campaign to get chains such as McDonald's, Taco Bell, and Wendy's to pay workers higher wages. Workers say they want $15 an hour. Many of them earn the minimum wage of $7.25 an hour or $15,000 a year. WCHL News Time, 6:40. Coming up next, Walt Mack has today's commentary. And following that, it is today's edition of Inside Carolina Football. You'll hear from Coach Larry Fedora about tonight's game against South Carolina.
Moe's Bottle Shop is all about discovery. We've got your go-to favorites, but you've got to believe Moe's knows of at least three other brews that will blow your mind. American craft beer is entering a new era, and we're out front. You can get at Moe's what you can't get anywhere else. Hundreds of different 12-ounce single beers for your six-pack pleasure. Go to mosbottleshop.com to find out who we are, where we are, what we do, and how it works. Moe's Bottle Shop in Hillsboro.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Join us this Friday, August 30th from 2 to 6 p.m. for a customer appreciation event at our Chapel Hill North store off MLK Jr. Boulevard. Win great prizes, sample free food and drink, and learn how to save 18 cents per gallon on gasoline. Giveaways, savings, and fun this Friday from 2 to 6 p.m. at Cruisers in Chapel Hill North. It's our way of saying thanks to our customers in this community.
Cruisers, good to go. You wouldn't start a new addition to your home without the right tools. And if you're growing your small business, the right tools are essential to success. At the UPS store, we have a small business growth toolkit that includes posters, flyers, brochures, a large retractable banner, and more. What's in your small business toolkit? Ask about our small business growth toolkit today at the UPS stores, your go-to source for your to-do list.
The UPS stores at Meadowmont, Chapel Hill North, and on Fordham Boulevard, next to the Chapel Hill University Inn.
If you're looking for the kind of primary care you deserve, join the all-new Duke Integrative Primary Care Practice. For a modest annual fee, you will have expert physicians who give you all the time you need to discuss all the health concerns you have, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. To learn more or attend a free information session, visit DukeIntegrativeMedicine.org. Duke Integrative Primary Care, transforming your health and your life. Only minutes from Chapel Hill, open to all and now accepting insurance.
75 degrees in Chapel Hill, 642.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Walt Mack. Another controversy has popped up at the Chapel Hill Carborough Schools. This time, it's about class rankings. Should class rankings be eliminated on transcripts? Well, Superintendent Tom Priscilla thinks so, and he wants to change a state law that requires it. It's a trend that's sweeping the nation as a growing number of private and public schools are scrapping the practice altogether. As competition to gain admission to prestigious schools increases, the pressure and stress on academically motivated students is mounting. Ivy League schools like Harvard, Princeton, and Yale would prefer to have class rankings shown on transcripts. It makes the admission process a lot easier. But there is an abundance of other data available to help determine whether a student is academically head and shoulders above the rest, namely ACT and SAT scores. The grading system has changed drastically over the years. In the 50s and 60s and 70s, students who wanted to continue their education took more rigorous college prep courses, and that was sufficient to gain admission. Now we have advanced placement courses. Those courses are tougher, and a student might receive a B instead of an A for a less taxing course. That could result in that student dropping down as much as 40 places in class ranking. It doesn't make for a level playing field, does it? The time has come for a change in the practice of listing class rankings on transcripts, and the state legislatures should act to assure that it does happen. This is Walt Mack.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM, Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
All right, Coach. Going to turn it right back over to you and Jones Angel.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Carolina Football kicks off the 2013 season tonight at 6 o'clock in Columbia against South Carolina. The hype for Gamecock defensive end Jadeveon Clowney, it's reached a saturation point. But his talent and skill is undeniable. How can the Heels hope to slow him down?
You just run our offense, and if we do it the way we're supposed to and we act the way we're supposed to, it should give him problems. But he's still a great player. There's no doubt about it, and he's gonna be a matchup problem for anybody he lines up against, and we're going to have to get the ball out. We're going to have to adjust some of the things with our protection to be able to help whenever we need to.
We all know you can't predict Mother Nature, and circumstances can change quickly, which is why your Trusted Choice agent wants you to consider purchasing flood insurance now before you need it. Without flood insurance, you have no protection if your home or business sustains damage. There's a 30-day waiting period for new flood policies, so don't wait. Get flood insurance today before you need it.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Clowney is a tremendous talent, but the rest of the South Carolina defensive front is formidable as well.
Yeah, they really are. You got Sutton at the other end, who no one talks about, who's going to make plays. There's no doubt about it because all the attention is directed at the other end. You got the Quarles kid inside and the Surratt kid inside, who are two big, fast, strong defensive tackles.
Carolina and South Carolina tonight at 6 o'clock. We'll have a special two-hour pregame on most of these Tar Heel Sports Network stations starting at 4 o'clock.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Actually, we'll have 3 hours of pregame coverage here on WCHL. Our coverage starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon with Countdown to Kickoff, followed by The Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee. Then we'll join the network at 5 o'clock, and then game time 6 o'clock. You will hear it all right here on WCHL, including postgame coverage. You can get all the details of the Tar Heels leading up to the game. You'll hear from Coach Fedora and a whole lot more by going to our website at chapelboro.com. And also, you can, if you're a football fan, you can join me, Art Chansky, and other friends here at the radio station by playing at the College Football Pick'em Contest on chapelboro.com. Each week, you can choose the winner of 10 select college games. Weekly prizes will be given out to the top contestants. When the Tar Heels kicking off today, 6 p.m., make sure you sign up by 5:45 today to get your picks in. Visit chapelboro.com/huddleup now to play. 6:47 at WCHL. Traffic and weather together on the way next.
Terra Nova Global Properties is locally owned. We're on Main Street in Carrboro, affectionately known as the Paris of the Piedmont. The global in our name means we are trained and qualified to find you a pied-à-terre in Paris, the real one. I'm Mariana Fiorentino, owner and broker. Around the corner or around the globe, we are focused on international buyers moving here or those of you chasing your dream to live abroad.
Terra Nova Global Properties, focused on you. Online at terranovaglobal.com.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Join us this Friday, August 30th from 2 to 6 p.m. for a customer appreciation event at our Chapel Hill North store off MLK Jr. Boulevard. Win great prizes, sample free food and drink, and learn how to save 18 cents per gallon on gasoline. Giveaways, savings, and fun this Friday from 2 to 6 p.m. at Cruisers in Chapel Hill North. It's our way of saying thanks to our customers in this community.
Cruisers, good to go.
It's time again for Traffic and Weather Together. Traffic brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine right here in Chapel Hill. Now with your morning traffic on WCHL and a multitude of other things, ladies and gentlemen, Rand Northen is here.
Ron, that's a nice shade of blue you're wearing there this morning.
Thank you very much. Yeah. I like that. I've got a Carolina football jersey on this morning. Always do that on game day.
Ready to kick it off.
Yeah, I'm ready, man.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go.
Well, we're here. We wish you better be ready.
I just wish I were in Columbia for this game. But, you know, I'm going to be watching it and listening to the play-by-play here on WCHL.
Definitely.
Having a great time, getting ready for the game today.
And that's right.
Nothing like Carolina football game day.
Can't wait.
And it's great to be able to kick it off on a Thursday night.
Yeah.
Be the first game in the country. I mean, it's really cool.
That's right. They've got that Wake Forest Presbyterian game at 6:30. Don't miss that one, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Sure, a lot of people will miss that one.
Yeah, you know I'll
There's also Kent State Liberty at 6 o'clock, too.
Uh-huh.
Carolina, South Carolina, the big one that all the nation will be watching tonight.
Great to kick off the season with a really high-quality opponent as well.
Yeah.
A lot of talk about this game.
Number six in the country.
Yeah, we're going to get a test right away.
That's right. Art Chansky says it could be a close one there at the end.
I think Art might be right.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah,
I'm optimistic.
We'll see. You'll have to go and see what our picks are on chapelboro.com. Mm-hmm. We'll talk more about that. But
I haven't even made mine yet, but I'm going to do them today.
There you go. You'll have to.
No, I have no choice.
That's right.
What's happening in traffic?
Traffic moving smoothly to start off the day so far. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway not reporting any accidents or delays. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you do that safely.
Oh, by the way, I haven't mentioned this, but you look really good this morning.
Hey, thanks.
Thanks. Nice shirt and tie. Kind of conservative today.
Yeah, I'm always with the white shirt, I'm called conservative.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, it's because some days you wear purple shirts and some days you wear black shirts. And,
very true.
You know,
true.
So. And I'm just not used to the white. So, at any rate, you
I
look
like
good.
To keep you on your toes.
Well, thanks for dressing up anyway.
Certainly.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Go see Berkeley Grimble, musician, all-around man about town, one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults. Berkeley Grimble, Grimble Jewelers on Elliott Road, right next to Whole Foods in Chapel Hill. And he can take care of whatever your jewelry needs may be. All right, 75 degrees, mostly cloudy, isolated showers, 20% chance. That's it. High today about 85. Tonight partly cloudy with a low 65. And then tomorrow we'll look at it mostly sunshine with a high in the middle 80s. Tomorrow night clear with a low in the upper 60s. Pretty good weather on the way. And today is not so bad either as we continue to think about what's happening tonight in Columbia, South Carolina. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. And actress Betty Lynn, who was on The Andy Griffith Show, is 87 years old today. That's a trivia question coming up. It's not today, but soon we ought to ask that question about it, what role she played. Senator John, if you know, just keep it to yourself. Senator John McCain is 77 years old today. Actor Elliot Gould, 75. TV personality Robin Leach, why am I yelling? He's 72 years old today. Actor Ray Wise is 66. Actress Deborah Van Valkenburgh is 61. Dancer choreographer Mark Morris, 57 years old today. Actress Rebecca De Mornay is 54. Actress Carla Gugino is 42 years old today. Actor John Hensley, 36. Actress Jennifer Landon, 30 years old today. Actress, singer Lea Michele, who became famous for her role on Glee, 27 years old today. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. First of all, Carlo Robustelli doesn't live here anymore, but remember him? He has a birthday today. Sean Clendenning also has a birthday. And our birthday winner of the day from the UPS stores, Metamont and Fordham Boulevard, is Diane Cates of Hillsboro. Everybody in Hillsboro is going to be celebrating Diane Cates' birthday. And Diane, you're going to get a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores. Chris Derby and the folks want to take care of you. Diane Cates, happy birthday from all of us here at WCHL.
97.9 FM, WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz, along with Freddie Kiger. How you doing?
It's all good.
Good
Hills,
to see you.
Of course, traveling to Columbia.
We have waited on this for so long, and it's opening day is finally here.
I sure hope the Hills get off to a good start.
I do too, man.
Sure hope they do. I know Coach Fedora and his staff have got them prepped and ready.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, our offense.
Yeah.
I mean, Scott, I don't know.
I'm looking forward to seeing them. I'll tell you that much. I really am.
Well, it'll be fun. You know, I'm South Carolina, I mean,
they're top 10
team. They might be looking to next week in, Georgia.
You never know.
And I tell you what, I mean, no matter what happens, we're going to have to play well.
Yeah, yeah, no question. You know, Coach Spurrier, I don't know what kind of trivia question you're going to ask today, so I don't want to step on
it. Is it about him?
Is it about him? Okay, I'll shut up. I'll shut up then. I was going to say something else,
but I don't want to ruin that. All right, here's our question today, guys, all right? Local boy makes good in the ACC is our category.
Okay.
Local boy makes good in the ACC. When Spurrier was the head coach at Duke from 87 through the 89 seasons, he had a Chapel Hill-bred wide receiver who won all kinds of conference and national awards.
Yeah, like that guy.
Name him.
Yeah, he was a good guy, too.
Yep.
I don't know what he's doing now.
I saw him a couple of years ago.
I remember him well.
Yeah. Name that wide receiver that played for Spurrier and brought Duke one of their ACC titles.
Yeah.
They were tied with Virginia, but they were there.
He was good. No question.
Oh, there was no question. Great athlete. Give us a call at 919-929-WCHL.
And you can get a $10 gift card from Cruisers.
Where are you going to come in with something and trade it for something that somebody's brought in earlier?
Exactly. 919-929-WCHL. Call right now.
Performance BMW in Chapel Hill is breaking records this month with the Performance BMW 150. I'm Gerald LeMoyne, General Manager of Performance BMW. Never before have we sold 150 BMWs in 1 month, and we want to blow that threshold away. Getting your dream car comes at a very affordable price this month. As low as 0.9% financing is available on many certified pre-owned BMWs this month. And BMW will also make your first two payments on select certified models. Wow! Follow our progress on Facebook and Twitter. We sell 150 BMWs this month. Every person who bought this month will be automatically entered into a drawing for a weekend escape, Nashville or Wilmington, and the use of a BMW to enjoy for the weekend. Wow! The Performance BMW 150, your opportunity to win.
Select models for BMW incentives. See dealer for details. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS. Take delivery before 8/31/2013.
Visit our virtual showroom at performancebmw@chapelhill.com. Certified pre-owned BMWs come with a protection plan for up to 6 years or 100,000 miles. Performance BMW is a Hendrick team member. BMW is the ultimate driving machine, 2013 Center of Excellence and Volume Leader.
Hey, the phones are blowing up this morning. We got lots of phone calls coming in. Everybody knows the answer to this question.
Well, asking a football question this morning.
Yeah, I connected with Spurrier, but a local boy played for him.
Yeah. You're talking about Clarkston Hines.
That would be correct.
I remember him as a really good basketball player,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Clarkston was an excellent basketball player. He was here in the school system, I think, up until his junior high or middle school years, and then went off to a private school. Was excellent at basketball and football. Of course, he became a wide receiver for Duke, and Spurrier turned a doormat into a spotlight for Duke football.
Yeah, what's Clarkston Hines doing now?
You know, I'm not quite sure. But, I mean, when he was there, he was a three-time first-team All-ACC, two-time All-America, ACC Player of the Year in 89, ACC Male Athlete of the Year in 1990, and in 2010, he entered the College Football Hall of Fame.
Oh, good for him.
Not bad. You know, we've had, I mean, Ranzino Smith, Clarkston Hines.
Thomas Moore, now doing the place kicking for the Tar Heels.
How about that?
From East Chapel Hill High School.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be kicking tonight.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I mean, we've had a lot of guys. Bernardo
Harris.
Harris, who won two Super Bowls with the Packers.
Yeah, exactly.
We've had a lot of kids. Brian Roberts with the Orioles.
Exactly. You got it. Oh, boy.
Well, I know there's some we're leaving out, but, you know, it really is amazing. The answer to the question, once again, Clarkston Hines. And the first person to get in with the correct answer this morning is Freddie's doctor, Dr. Pat Gutierrez. And, Dr. Pat, thank you very much. A lot of other folks knew the answer, but he was quicker on the trigger than anybody else. So Dr. Gutierrez gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers and also gets a swap trivia prize with one of our previous winners. And Freddie will have another question for you bright and early tomorrow morning. As a matter of fact, Freddie is just one of the many people we're going to be talking to during Countdown to Kickoff today about tonight's Tar Heel football opener.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Join us this Friday, August 30th from 2 to 6 p.m. for a customer appreciation event at our Chapel Hill North store off MLK Jr. Boulevard. Win great prizes, sample free food and drink, and learn how to save 18 cents per gallon on gasoline. Giveaways, savings, and fun this Friday from 2 to 6 p.m. at Cruisers in Chapel Hill North. It's our way of saying thanks to our customers in this community.
Cruisers, good to go.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deals, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather. It's going to be mostly cloudy. Just a chance of showers. 20% chance of rain. So not so bad. The high today in the middle 80s. And right now it is 75 degrees in Chapel Hill.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM. WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
7 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself.
Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community. Chapel Hill, where business